I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. The Wake and Bake Animal of the Week is the bedbug. Bedbugs are parasites that prefer to feed on human blood. Bedbugs are called bedbugs because they love to be in our beds and in our bedding. Bitten people have been known to get rashes and allergies, or even suffer psychological problems. Oh, bed bugs have sought us out for thousands of years. Wasn't so long ago, in the 40s, bed bugs were almost wiped off the face of the earth. Pesticide ineffectiveness and our love for international travel has brought about a comeback of the bed bug.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go.
The bed bug nymph is bright red. It's just at its blood meal. Slowly it will turn to black as the blood within it is digested. Its horrible rostrum, its beak, it pokes through your skin. Then it injects its saliva filled with anticoagulants and painkillers.
Bufferin is the modern drug for pain. 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 Bufferin is the modern drug for pain.
Bedbugs are attracted in the night by the carbon dioxide we exhale. By our bodily warmth, the face, the neck, and our arms when we're sleeping.
Good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Bed bugs can stand the extreme cold, the absence of water, and can live for months without food.
Diet.
Amongst themselves, bedbugs are tolerant of incest and suffer little ill effect from inbreeding. Male bedbugs will sometimes mount other males, piercing their abdomens. They don't care. They'll mount any bedbug that's recently been gorged with blood, regardless of sex. One pregnant bedbug can spawn an entire infestation in just a few weeks, creating generation after generation of hungry offspring. We love bedbugs at Wake and Bake. We hope you do too. You're very stylish. Are you a model? What do you do?
I actually have my own band.
Are you playing here in the city now? Do you live in New York?
It's a really long story. I live in New York, yeah. It's only two people, me and my girl. She's a drummer. I play the guitar and sing.
What are you guys called?
The M.
The M?
You're gonna find me playing everywhere soon.
Are you from Brazil? Where are you from?
I'm from Peru.
Not a bad guess.
Yeah, it's kind of the same place.
So what do you listen to? What music are you listening to these days? What excites you?
I listen to so much music that I cannot really choose one.
What came into your mind when I said that? Holly Golightly.
Yeah, I love Korean music. I think, and it's just so beautiful. Like so, so beautiful in like all the ways. I love her music. I love her. I think she's a beautiful person.
How old are you?
26.
Just 26 years old. What about your parents? What music did they listen to when you were growing up? Do you like any of it?
I didn't have music with my parents. Like, it wasn't like this. My dad died a long time ago, and I live alone since I'm like 15, so...
What do you think about life? Say something about
life. What I think about life? I think life is so magically random. I think it's important you get to know yourself.
You have to make some wrong decisions sometimes.
You have to. You have to make wrong decisions. You have to get problems. You have to. It's okay. It's good. It's natural to be afraid of things. It's good to be afraid, so you learn to not be afraid. We all have something inside of us that tells you what you should do, you know? And that kind of happened to me with music. I never imagined myself making music in any way, you know? It just came one day, and I decided I'm going to do it. And it's the best decision that I take in my life. I'm so happy because of this.
Observations and opinions about people, places, and things that interest us most. It's Quick Takes with Fabio. Fabio, what do you think about donuts?
Donuts. What are donuts? They're made of some kind of sweetened dough that's deep fried in some sort of oil or shortening. And then when it's taken out and ready, it's doused with a glaze, a sugary glaze. Like, it'll be completely coated in a sugar glaze or some sort of honey glaze or chocolate or a fruit glaze or powdered sugar. So in essence, what it is a deep fried, starchy, sugary grease bomb. No, it's a greasy, starchy sugar bomb. Or a greasy, sugary starch bomb. Take your pick. Any way you slice it, it's really quite not good.
Time to make the donuts.
Fabio, what do you think about bungee jumping?
Bungee jumping. I don't understand bungee jumping. It's kind of an insane, you know, like hobby, or it's not really a sport. It's just a crazy thing to do.
In 5, 4, 3, wait.
Because what if that rubber band snaps and you go head first into a cliff or into the lake or whatever, and you snap your neck?
Boys, if you just swing it around and shine it brightly on one very special town in our listening area, our Civic Showcase Community of the Week, Closter, New Jersey. Closter's in Bergen County, about 29 miles northeast of Jersey City. Population, 8,373, and it's shrinking. The Lenape Native Americans farmed, hunted, and fished the area. before the Dutch arrived in the early 18th century.
Als overheersers, criminelen, profiteurs.
The Dutch were followed by the British.
How did you find America?
Turn left to Greenland.
Just before the American Revolution, the backwoods peoples of Gloucester first felt the influence of the imposing crown in their lives.
Anyone got anything they'd rather be doing than marching up and down the square?
Eventually came the train and the ferry, connecting Gloucester to a bigger world beyond.
New York City!
New York City!
Today, where once were expansive estates and farmland, sits suburban upper middle class Gloucester.
You stand there.
Gloucester.
Waiting for the rush of exhilaration, but it doesn't come.
Gloucester. Gloucester has an outdoor mall called Gloucester Plaza that was featured in The Wolf of Wall Street.
It's a fugazi, it's a wazi, it's a woozy, it's a fairy dust. It doesn't exist.
The Gloucester Golf Center features a double-decker driving range and exciting miniature golf. Famous people from Gloucester include jazz pianist Bill Evans, puppeteer Richard Hunt of the Muppets from Gloucester.
What was that?
It's called the medium sketch.
The medium sketch?
Yeah, it wasn't rare and it certainly wasn't well done.
Helen Jepsen, lead soprano with the Metropolitan Opera back in the 30s and 40s. She was from Gloucester. And Tom Waddell, former Major League Baseball pitcher, from right there in Gloucester.
1-2. Struck him out.
Oh, Gloucester, we hope you're listening. We'd be proud to be your radio station.
Thanks, Clay. You know, it's such a pleasure tuning into Wake and Bake every morning. I always get a visceral boost from your positive energy.
Positive energy.
That's our word of the week. Visceral.
Your abdomen, that visceral belly fat is increasing production of something called interleukin 6. That visceral belly fat.
Visceral means deeply felt, and indeed once meant internal. We get the word from a 16th century French word, which comes from the Latin term viscus, which refers to an internal organ. For our purposes right now, in fact, it refers specifically to the bowels, which were once thought to be where emotions originate.
Why'd you have to go and make me so constipated? 'Cause right now I'd do anything to just get my bowels evacuated.
The visceral thrill you give me every morning, of course, is a vicarious one, a bit of simpatico. That word comes from a Latin word that means to take the place of, simpatico, and which later came to mean to do something in someone else's place.
My name is Sasheen Littlefeather. I'm Apache. I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening.
It was only in the 1920s that we started using it in a more figurative sense, to mean imagining someone else's experience.
Lindbergh. Charles Lindbergh.
He fought the storm, the fog, and the desire to sleep, doubting his ability to endure, knowing that the alternative was death and failure.
Yeah.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this all means that I'm now hosting your show, and you're at home in my bed. It's like some kind of Freaky Friday on a weird Wednesday or something, Clay.
My hair! It's gone! And what is this? What have you done to my
Mom,
hair?
Mom, it's an earring!
Take it out! Take it out right now!
No!
It looks cool.
Oh, don't start with me.
Now, I hope we get it sorted out before next week. Otherwise, one of us is going to have some explaining to do. Until then, back to you, Clay. Or me, or something.
Now here's Station Manager Ken with your Hump Day Hazmat Report.
Thank you, Clay Pigeon, California City, California. Hash oil labs are the new meth labs. Four people arrested after an enormous large hash oil lab is found. Officers found large amounts of hash oil and marijuana plus over 100 gallons of flammable liquids, 55-gallon chemical drums, glass beakers, butane processing and extraction equipment, and over 700 pounds of hazardous waste, as well as alterations to the electrical system, which one officer described as lame. Saginaw, Michigan, a leaky package is delivered to the IRS building in Saginaw, prompting a hazmat response. The unidentified gelatinous purple liquid oozed onto Isabel Baxter's gingham dress and left a trail down the hall. Brick, New Jersey, a gas leak causes Brick Town Hall to evacuate. Witnesses at the scene said the area reeked of natural gas and said that the leak was making a loud hissing sound. Benicia, California, a truck spilled more than 27,000 pounds of dry ice onto the freeway alongside...
Hold it, Station Manager Ken, you're out of time. We'd have to go to the audience now to see if they want another hazmat report this morning. Jeez, leaky packages, gelatinous, purple ooze, hissing leaks. What do you think, audience? You want another one? They can't get enough, Station Manager Ken. Go for it.
Holmdale, New Jersey, a chemical spill caused an evacuation of the Holmdale Medical Office Friday morning. Two employees reporting itchy, oozing, puffy eyes.
There you go. There's your hazmat report for this morning now.
In 1976, Pontiac introduced the Sunbird. So come back, and they made him for 18 years. Until it became the Starfire, they made him at Lordstown Assembly and Southgate Assembly. Astor Monza, Vega Skyhawk, aluminum block.
Let's go to the phone now. I think if we're lucky, old Seth is going to be there. Seth, are you there?
Hello there.
Seth speaks. How you doing, Seth?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Clay?
Now, where is Muddy Creek? I'm not originally from New Jersey, so teach me, Seth.
It's actually just over the border in technically southern New York State. It's the original name for the town, the village of Pearl River.
Really, really. So Muddy Creek, as you're calling it, is just kind of a romantic notion. It's not the actual name they use now.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would call Muddy Creek maybe anti-romantic, since they changed it to Pearl River.
Now, you've got a daughter who doesn't like Tuesdays, George tells me. Is that true, Seth?
Yes, yeah, she refutes the notion that today is Terrific Tuesday. She said, unfortunately, it's Terrible Tuesday.
Why is that? Because of school? What's the reason?
Yeah, she's got two classes today, which she does not like.
Really?
In a big way.
How old is your child?
She's 10.
10 years old. What is that, about fourth grade or something?
You hit the nail on the head.
Right,
like you
right.
You were just in school.
Right. Well, I remember I was 9 in third grade when Mrs. Stebbins put me in a little operetta called Spaceship 2000 or something. This is long ago. Geez, so long ago. This was back in the 60s, Seth. Can you believe it?
Well, see, so my daughter Tess wants to know what your least favorite classes were when you were in school?
It's funny because I really struggled with math. I remember actually shedding tears over having to do math. I was really good at anything kind of creative. But as an adult, I'm pretty good at useful day-to-day math. I've got a pretty good head for figures. So I would just encourage your young person to try their best in all their classes. It's going to pay off someday. I know it kind of stinks right now, but give it your best shot. Do it for old Dad. Do it for old Seth.
I love it. That's great. I appreciate it, Clay. I'm gonna tell her that.
I hope so, man. Thanks for the call, Seth. There he goes.
Radio listeners, this is your favorite cheesemonger, Wendy Del Formaggio, with your weekly cheese report. Listener Sean K asked why some cheeses are hard and some cheeses are soft.
Baby, I'ma want you.
Also, why are some cheeses just right?
Cyclamates.
The answer is moisture content.
Aww.
The softer the cheese, the more liquid it has in it.
Yeah.
Little Miss Muffet, pay attention here. When cheese is made, enzymes separate the curds, the solids, from the whey, the liquid. But in most cheeses, at least some of the whey remains. What determines how much liquid stays in the cheese?
I don't know.
Two things.
Two.
How small the curds are cut. The smaller the curd, the more opportunity to drain the whey. And how long the cheese ages. The older the cheese, the harder the cheese. And now you know.
Science.
E equals MC squared is
science.
Today on Wake and Bake Science, it's the science of spring.
If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime?
Whether it's the sound of Canada geese off in the distance, or that white-throated sparrow on your windowsill. Even with a slight winter chill left in the air, there can be no doubt that spring has finally sprung. And you might be wondering, what triggers these natural events to occur every year?
I am wondering.
Scientists tell us that as the Earth tilts toward its summer inclination, animals, plants, and insects begin to awaken as their circadian alarms are stimulated by longer days and additional sunlight.
Go!
And as the ground warms, microbes known as Streptomyces begin to release organic compounds we call geosmins, which provides that earthy aroma that we've all come to acknowledge and recognize as the smell of spring. So today, when you're out and about, enjoy the sights,
look,
the sounds, and the aromas of spring, at least until the next season. Allergy season.
No, bad. I guess it's allergy season.
Gesundheit.
E equals MC squared is
science.
E equals MC squared is
science.
Stay tuned to Wake and Bake for more science. Science. Science.
think I got my old buddy Joe Pop on the line. Joe, are you there?
Clay Pigeon, I'm here, man. We got cut off last week, so I'm calling back in to say hi.
We got cut off. Now, you're in Fort Lee. How you doing this morning, Joe?
I'm actually in New York working at City College of New York this morning, but I live in Fort Lee.
What do you do at City College?
I'm the technical director for the recording program called the Sonic Art Center.
Wow.
It's a music recording education program. Really brilliant program. I've been here 15 years.
Joe, now, we have some history. Joe and I were both old band guys down in the Tampa Bay area, operating on different sides of Tampa Bay. I was a Pinellas County St. Pete guy. Joe was over in Tampa, but he's always a fantastic musician. He was even did a treatment of Macbeth, a punk rock version of Macbeth that we staged in the park. Oh, we had some times, didn't we, Joe?
Yeah, you were great in that, too. You played two or three parts, at least. And
I actually posted
that video up on YouTube. So
if you
look for Macbeth, you could find yourself performing some of those famous roles that you did.
Now, Joe Pop, you recently took a trip across the country on your motorcycle for something called Pop Across America. What was that all about?
It's actually Pop Over America.
I keep screwing that up.
Yeah, I did a tour of all 48 states with my guitar on my motorcycle.
Wow.
And I tried to play in every single state. I had some problems along the way. My bike broke down and, you know, a few weather issues. But I almost played in every state, but I did visit all 48 states in a row, all 48 continental states. And I hope to get to Alaska and Hawaii sometime, but those were the two that I couldn't get to on my bike.
Unreal.
But
you know,
I'm editing the episodes right now and releasing them, popoveramerica.com, two Ps. So slowly bringing this stuff out, short little 8-minute episodes.
How was it, though? I mean, that's something that, you know, I know you had the issues, you said, along the way, and that's to be expected, but it's something that everybody dreams of doing, taking a big trip like that across the country. It had to be unforgettable.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I mean, I get a sabbatical here at City College every 6 years, with which I get a year off.
So
during that year off, I got to do this trip and even go to Europe and do some other things. But it was totally incredible. And seeing this country on two wheels is pretty incredible. And just immaculate scenery, people, all kinds of interactions. Just really, really a fun time.
Joe, I've admired you over the years. You just accomplishment after accomplishment. You're a great guy. Do you have any words of inspiration and encouragement this morning, Joe? You're a positive fella. Somebody's bummed out there this morning and off to a bad start on a Monday. What words of encouragement could you give that person?
Well, I'll tell you what I do when I'm bummed out. It's kind of the reverse psychology thing, is I try to help somebody out, and usually that makes me feel great. So it could be something small, like seeing somebody struggle up the stairs with a suitcase, or, you know, trying to catch a cab, or help an old person on the bus, you know, whatever you got to do. But I find that turns my mood good when I'm feeling bummed out, is to help somebody else.
It's weird, isn't it? Just the simplest thing, just a smile or holding the door for somebody can give you that glow inside, can it?
Yeah, and it's like a wave. You know, you smile at somebody, and they smile at somebody else. It's like the butterfly effect of happiness.
Hey, Joe, it's great talking to you. You always make me feel good. I hope you won't be a stranger now and call back soon, all right, my friend?
I will, man. I love your show, and the playlist is like you're reading my mind, man. So keep doing it.
Love you, Joe. Take care, buddy.
Okay. You too, brother. Bye.
There he goes, Joe Pop, P-O-P-P. Look him up online.
Thanks, Clay. The Free Music Archive pick of the week this week is called Birds Don't Sing by TV Girl. Released in 2014, this track comes from their debut album called French Exit.
Sacré bleu.
It's a sweet bedroom pop melody with a nice hook, layered sample interludes, and shimmering sound effects. It might get stuck in your head for a while.
Really?
Or at least that's the experience I had with it.
Interesting.
Oh, and it's available for free streaming or download at freemusicarchive.org. For more music from the Free Music Archive, Visit our website or join me every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on the Give the Drummer radio stream for the FMA listening party each week.
We've got to communicate.
Without further ado, here it is, Birds Don't Sing by TV Girl from the album French Exit.
She said, how could you joke at a time like this? I know why, 'cause this is what you wanted all along now, isn't it? I think that all you ever really ever wanted was a reason to complain. That never stopped you before. Don't let it get in your way. Those are her words, not mine. As far as I'm concerned, we could have had a good time. So if you walk out that door in disgust, I guess there's nothing more to discuss. Birds don't sing, they just fall from the sky. Girls don't call and they never tell you why. That's just
just reach over and make a tiny adjustment, and then we'll do Today in History. This is Tuesday, April 10th. On this day in 837, Halley's Comet makes its closest approach to Earth at a distance equal to 3.2 million miles. 1866, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the ASPCA, is founded in New York City by Henry Berg. Very worthy cause. 1925, The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald is published in New York City by Charles Scribner's and Sons. Hey, remember this, 1971? Some of you do. Ping pong diplomacy. What did it mean? In an attempt to thaw relations with the United States, the People's Republic of China hosts the U.S. table tennis team for a week-long visit. I think Nixon even went over there and mixed it up with the Chinese. And in 1970, Paul McCartney announces that he's leaving the Beatles for personal and professional reasons.
We started off in Liverpool, and we wanted to go and be famous, wanted to write a lot of songs and have a lot of success everywhere. Once we'd done that, once we'd conquered places like North America and stuff like that, I think we began to feel that we'd done it, and that all we were now going to go into was just do it twice.
Happy birthday to you.
Grab a harmony.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, there's so many birthdays today. Is it your birthday? If so, I hope it's a very happy one from your friends here at FMU. Martin Denny was born on this day. You lounge record collectors will recognize Martin Denny and his name. He's the king of the lounge. Chuck Connors born this day, 1921. The Rifleman. Who else we got? Max von Sydow. Born this day in 1929, still alive. Omar Sharif from 1932. Did you ever see that movie, The Horseman? Oh, that's so good. Kirsten turned me on to that one. Brian Setzer of the Stray Cats, happy birthday. Warren DeMartini of Rat, happy birthday. And let's see, actress Mandy Moore, happy birthday. Steven Seagal, too, the actor. It's his birthday today. And Haley Joel Osment.
I want to tell you my secret now.
She drove a Dodge Polara as far as Kankakee,
and she said,
"That's far enough for me."
She got a job at a convenience store on the banks of the River Lee. She got involved with the prison guard at the penitentiary. She stole $24 from the cash register. You should have heard them holler as she slid down the banister
to freedom.
The engine running in the sunburn. They made their getaway, but they broke down before they got halfway to California.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.